British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Keeping people connected. Our impact in 2023.
Welcome from our Chair and CEO. What a privilege it is to welcome you to our impact report for 2023 as our charity's new CEO and Chair. Leading British Wireless for the Blind Fund as we enter our next chapter comes with profound responsibility. Too many people living with sight loss still face barriers accessing audio content easily and independently. We intend to change that. With more than 20 years combined experience with this special charity, we know that we can achieve great things when we work together as a team, as a sight loss community, and as a network of supporters. In the coming years, we will reach more people with audio solutions and services that they want, need, and choose. We will offer truly personal support. We will change more lives. Together, we can achieve more. Our ambition for the future is rooted in our knowledge of what's possible with your support. Your response to our first ever emergency appeal last year paid for the deposit on a final order of 2,000 Concerto 3 radios before production of this much-loved adapted radio ended. At the same time, we offered our greatest ever choice of audio devices and made improvements to our apps. For more than 30,000 people across the UK, BWBF remains a sight loss friendly gateway to a world of audio. These pages reveal the scale and human impact of what we do. We hope you are moved by the stories of families brought together, minds kept active, and the simple companionship of audio. It's these stories that inspire us to reach more people every day. Transforming to meet new needs. In 2024, we embark on a new transformational strategy for the charity. Our vision is to become the go-to place for all things audio for people with sight loss. We will undertake our deepest ever research to understand the barriers people with sight loss face when accessing audio content. This research will ensure our service is designed with the needs of our users at its heart. Our legacy and our future. On behalf of our community, we would like to thank our outgoing CEO, Margaret Granger, and Chair, Daniel Smith. Under their leadership, our service has evolved in tandem with a changing technological landscape. Over the coming years, this pace of technological change will only accelerate with the rise of artificial intelligence and new innovations. Meanwhile, the number of people living with sight loss is expected to double by 2050. We know that, together with supporters like you, we can pioneer new audio services and solutions to meet the changing needs of this fast-growing community. Thank you for your continued support and for helping us to bring the joy of audio to so many lives. Mike Brace, Chair, and Sophie Jones, Chief Executive.
Our year in numbers. 33,363 BWBF radios are now in homes across the UK. 1,758 people received a Concerto 3 radio last year. 140 partner agencies helped get our radios to more people. 104 years old, the age of our eldest radio recipient. 5,352 app downloads by the end of 2023. Our ambition. Who we are. We believe access to audio can be life-changing for someone living with sight loss. We give radios for free and for life to people living with sight loss in the greatest financial need. Our easy-to-use apps and skills unlock a world of audio content on the internet for people who might otherwise struggle to access it. Where we're going. We will be the go-to organisation for all things audio for people living with sight loss. We will deliver innovative, inclusive and trustworthy audio solutions and information services. how we'll get there. By embracing our sight loss community, we will undertake our deepest ever research to get a detailed understanding of the barriers and opportunities people living with sight loss face when they access audio content. We will deliver the service people truly want and need. By evolving and innovating, we will launch a transformation strategy to ensure everything we do is delivering the greatest impact for our beneficiaries. We will evolve our service in line with emerging technology to meet the needs of people living with sight loss today. By fostering support, we will grow our network of donors, volunteers, trusts, foundations and companies who share our values and can help us make a real difference to people living with sight loss. We will find new ways to work together with our network of supporters to achieve more for our beneficiaries. What drives us? Our values drive all we do. Inclusivity, innovation, integrity, support, empathy, ambition.
Our radios. Nearly a century after BWBF was born, today's beneficiaries range from young people who have grown up as smartphone users to those who are more comfortable with tactile, adapted or sight loss friendly devices. Our ethos is to service all those needs by offering a choice and avoiding assumptions about our beneficiaries' wants and habits. No one-size-fits-all solution. We know there is no one-size-fits-all audio solution for people living with sight loss. That's why our range of radios and headphones in 2023 represented our biggest ever choice of equipment. For someone who wants a simple radio, they can operate independently without having to familiarise themselves with lots of buttons or dials. Our popular Relish radio might be the ideal choice. Meanwhile, someone with a treasured CD collection might be more likely to benefit from our Concerto 3 or Sound 48 devices. Saving assets. When we know something is working for people living with sight loss, we will strive to ensure the maximum number of people can benefit. Last summer, our supporters, trusts and other partners rallied behind our Save Our Sets, SOS, campaign. Thanks to our first ever emergency fundraising appeal, thousands who would otherwise have missed out will enjoy a Concerto 3 radio from BWBF as the factory that produces this device closes. The Concerto line of radios has been popular with our beneficiaries for many years, and we are committed to ensuring our future range of radios continues to offer the best of what the Concerto gave people with sight loss. More choice in the year ahead. We will continue to evolve our radio service based on feedback from our beneficiaries and partner organisations who work with people living with sight loss. In 2024, our range will grow again, with the addition of Alexa devices, USB players, and more. Our radio service in numbers. 12 radios, one headphone set, our biggest ever range. 2,491 radios given to people living with sight loss. 7,970 personal interactions with beneficiaries by phone, email, or in person.
Thomas and Yvonne's story. He had all the injections, but eventually they couldn't really do much more, says Yvonne, whose father Thomas has macular degeneration. Although he's 101, mentally he's still very alert, she explains. Dad's always tried to maintain as much independence as he can. It's difficult because he's obviously blind and his hearing isn't good, and he's a little bit unsteady now. The radio is something he feels he can control. Yvonne stumbled across BWBF when looking for a radio her dad would be able to use independently. His new radio has been transformative. The biggest thing about this radio is he can control it himself, says Yvonne. I did get an ordinary radio and I'd tape things down so you couldn't change them by mistake. But having the Relish radio has been great because it's got an on-off button which makes a noise and big buttons and preset choices. It's made a big difference. According to Yvonne, being able to listen to the news has helped her dad stay in touch with world events, but it's also kept him connected with his loved ones. Dad didn't feel he was able to keep up with current affairs, reflects Yvonne. Now that he can listen to the news, he can have a more relevant conversation with somebody. It makes him feel more part of what's going on. He can talk about what's happening in Ukraine or what's happening in America, whereas it was quite isolating before because he couldn't really access the news. For her dad, the radio has been a vital connection to the world. Even if you're not talking to somebody, she explains, if you're listening to the radio and you're listening to the news, then you're still feeling part of things. Sitting listening to the radio is sort of Dad's natural pose now, laughs Yvonne. He has it on all the time.
Our apps and skills. Nowhere else on the internet can someone living with sight loss access more than 10,000 radio stations or hundreds of newspapers for free, all in one place, all via simple commands or gestures. Our mobile phone apps and Alexa skill. A skill is an application specific to Alexa devices which enables the smart speaker to find what you're asking for. Bring together a world of audio content while stripping out the endless adverts, pop-ups and platform-specific user interfaces that can be so frustrating to navigate if you're living with sight loss. App membership launched. 2023 saw us launch a new mobile phone app registration process. Users are now able to sign in to all our apps via one simple registration form. The change gives us the insights we need to be more responsive to our users' needs in our app improvements. It also enables us to market our apps more widely so that more people living with sight loss can benefit from their unique functionality. Powering our newspaper app through speech. Last year also saw us take strides in transforming our Talking Newspaper app to be fully speech powered. The new Speech Talking Newspaper app, which allows users to navigate hundreds of publications with simple voice commands, is available to anyone living with sight loss in 2024. The future. Smartphones and voice technology have revolutionised the technology landscape, and the potential benefits for someone living with sight loss cannot be understated. But still, people we work with tell us about the barriers they face in taking full advantage of emerging technologies. Over the next year, our apps and skills team will be undertaking research with people living with sight loss of all ages and right across the country. The research will delve into their digital habits, how they use our apps, and what they want and need from us. These insights will underpin the next phase of developments from BWBF. Our apps and skills service in numbers. 180 new radio stations added to our Speech Talk radio app. 22 new publications added to our Talking Newspaper app. 105,654 times our Talking Newspaper Alexa skill was used. 1,280 Talking Newspaper app downloads in 2023. 650 speech radio app downloads in 2023.
Brian's story. We're a visual society, so anyone who has partial vision or total loss of vision is always fighting an uphill battle, reflects Brian, who was born with congenital glaucoma. If accessibility is built in from the ground upwards, it makes life easier and everyone benefits. Brian has always been a fan of technology, even after losing the last of his vision in 2018. My sight has been up and down like a roller coaster over the years, he says, but that doesn't stop me playing around with technology. When you first lose your vision, even the most basic things like pouring a cup of tea become a big challenge, explains Brian. Likewise, navigating inaccessible websites and technology can get very frustrating. After a lifetime of encountering obstacles and frustrations navigating the real and online worlds, accessible technology became a passion. For Brian, BWBF's talking newspaper and speech radio apps provided just the sight loss friendly experience he was looking for. I was impressed with the nice, straightforward layout, he says. The lovely radio app is really nice because it's not overcomplicated. With a lot of services now, you have to have an account to be able to listen to the radio. For someone who's new to sight loss, that's yet another hoop they've got to try and jump through before they can even listen to the radio. Having all the stations in one place makes life much easier. Once you put your favourites in there, you haven't got to keep going back and doing a search. You can just go and hit play and listen. Radio is such a big thing for my generation, reflects Brian. We've grown up with it, and having access to radio is always going to be priority. I like finding stations I listen to on holiday, says Brian, for whom audio can evoke powerful memories. You can't beat that. It's a bit like having photos or videos to look back on. You've got that audio reference of good times.
Your support changes lives. Everything we do relies on our supporters. Last year, we saw what we can achieve together when we launched our first ever emergency fundraising appeal. What happened? In spring 2023, we learnt that, due to reasons beyond anyone's control, the factory that made our popular Concerto 3 radio would be closing at very short notice. While we looked for alternative solutions, it quickly became clear to us that we needed to ensure that these devices are available to people living with sight loss. What we did. Determined that as many people as possible would benefit from our Concerto 3 radio, we urgently needed to raise funds for a final additional order. We quickly mobilised to launch our Save Our Sets SOS campaign, BWBF's first ever emergency appeal. We were absolutely astounded by the response, with hundreds of people, organisations and trusts rallying to ensure the maximum number of people would be able to enjoy this radio, which has been such a lifeline to so many over the years. The difference you made. Thank you to all our supporters who helped to make our vital campaign a success. This life-changing radio will continue to bring joy to so many because of your generous donations. Our appeal in numbers. 123,490 pounds raised. 68,990 pounds from members of the public. 54,500 pounds from trusts and foundations. Your donations paid for a deposit for 2,000 Concerto 3 radios. We bought 890 Concerto 3 radios entirely out of SOS appeal funds. 474 people gave to our appeal, and 20 trust and foundations gave to the appeal.
Our finances, and thank you to our partners. Our income in 2023. In 2023, we raised £492,131 from legacies, £155,525 from marketing sales, £188,940 from trusts and foundations, £101,631 from investments and other income, £150,406 from donations. Our total income in 2023 was £1,088,633. Our expenditure in 2023. In 2023, we spent £1,040,860 on delivering charitable objectives, £344,018 on support, £256,074 on fundraising, £33,523 on governance. Our total expenditure in 2023 was £1,683,475. Our reserves in 2023. Our total reserves in 2023 were £3,687,534. Our income in 2022. In 2022, we raised £1,210,947 from legacies, £142,864 from marketing sales, £117,390 from trusts and foundations, £74,877 from investments and other income, £96,329 from donations. Our total income in 2022 was £1,642,407. Our expenditure in 2022. In 2022, we spent £953,405 on delivering charitable objectives, £336,036 on support, £245,094 on fundraising, £15,967 on governance. Our total expenditure in 2022 was £1,550,502. Our reserves in 2022. Our total reserves in 2022 were £4,079,163. Thank you to all our partners and supporters, to Roberts Radio, Talking News Federation, AbilityNet, Q and Review, the Plum Trust, the Loppy Lugs and Barbara Morrison Charitable Trust.
Dyfrig story. Dyfrig grew up partially sighted. In 2017, at the age of 45, he lost his sight entirely. I think I had a relatively delayed emotional reaction to losing my sight, he reflects. And one of the things that manifested was that I was just very annoyed with the lack of tactile devices. Everything seemed to depend on seeing a little touchscreen. A lifelong radio lover, Dyfrig came across BWBF when searching for a device that would work for him. I grew up listening to the radio, he explains. I'm a speech radio type of person, primarily Radio 4 and Radio 3, so having access to radio is very important to me. One call to BWBF was all it took. Not expecting to find something free, Dyfrig was pleasantly surprised to receive a Concerto 3 under BWBF's free lifetime loan scheme. Being able to play my CDs again was fantastic, Dyfrig reflects. I wanted the quality of a proper piece of kit. We're in this transitional period of technologies. I was a person who was still buying CDs up until about 10 years ago, so it's still got to be able to play that stuff in a way I want to play it. Using the radio was easy enough to pick up for Dyfrig. Once I got the hang of it, I was able to navigate it, he says. Having the sound signals to help with tuning was very good. For Dyfrig, the benefits of something tactile were significant. There's an element of technology at the moment which is potentially leaving out people with some disability, he explains. You don't need to make everything flat. It's a sort of thoughtlessness, whereas this radio is great because you have some level of control over it.
Our reach. Thanks to you, we're changing lives in every corner of the UK. Feedback from across the UK. I don't know what I'd do without it. Radio is my thing, says Betty from Greenock. The radio helps me to relax. I'm so grateful to get it. Thank you to everyone who does the work to get the radio to us, says Colin from Alloa. BWBF keeps people connected with the world and connected with their interests, says Barry from County Antrim.
It makes a tremendous difference. It keeps you up to date. It's an essential lifeline, says a beneficiary from Grimsby. It's company in the house. I'd be lost without it, says Brenda from Birmingham. My radio and music help me to try to get through life, says Vera from Caldecott. I'd be lost without it, quite frankly, says Sheila from Chelmsford. I'm lost for words at how responsive BWBF has been, says Michael from Bedford. I can do without my television, but not my radio. I can't thank BWBF enough, says Joyce from Bristol. The apps are simple. You just ask for what you want, says Wayne from London.
Support us. With your support, we can help even more people. Donate. Whatever you can give, know that your support will help us provide comfort, companionship and connection for people living with sight loss via our radios and apps. Visit www.blind.org.uk/donate. Remember us in your will. Leaving a gift in your will is a wonderful way to ensure we can be there for the next generation of people living with sight loss. Once you've considered your loved ones, any gift you can give will make the world of difference. Visit www.blind.org.uk/support-us. Get your company involved. Could your company help us deliver our next big project? We've got big ambitions to reach even more people living with sight loss via our apps, skills and radios. Visit www.blind.org.uk/corporate-partnerships. Other ways to give. From giving in memory of a loved one, to donating shares or giving as you shop, there are lots more ways you can support us. Visit www.blind.org.uk/support-us.
Contact details and privacy policy notice. Your data. Our new privacy policy sets out how we will use your information. To read our updated privacy policy or update your preferences about how we contact you, please visit www.blind.org.uk/privacy-policy. Contact information and charity details. British Wireless for the Blind Fund, 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME145DZ. 01622 754 757. info@blind.org.uk. www.blind.org.uk. Registered charity number 107 8287, Scottish charity number SCO41582. Figures are correct at time of going to print. BWBF is registered with the fundraising regulator.